through the storm, he is Lord. Jonah faced his storm, as we heard last Sunday. And yet, he could know that the Lord was there. And that's what we're going to be thinking about in our service today. The presence of the Lord in the storms of life. We're going to recap last Sunday's story, chapter 1 of Jonah, in an imaginary dialogue between Jonah and his friend. Last night, I dreamed that a great big fish swallowed me.
Jonah, I should lay off the lobster if I were you, old chap. It makes you feel guilty.
No, I'm serious. I dreamt that I was on a sea trip.
Thought you said you're inside a fish.
Well, yeah, I did. I'm coming to that. Give me a chance.
Sounds a bit fishy to me.
Oh, be quiet.
His jokes.
There I was, on a peaceful cruise on the Mediterranean, fast asleep in my bed, dreaming of the delights of Tarshish.
Tarshish? Where's that? That's not in my travel brochure.
Well, it's a resort in Spain. It's well known for its sand, sun, and tea like mum makes it. Not that I got there.
Well, why's that?
Well, I was rudely awakened by a green-faced sailor.
Ooh, must have been the Incredible Hulk.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was a very sick and very frightened sailor.
So, why was he frightened?
There was a terrific storm.
And you'd been sleeping through it? Must have been the sleep of the just, I think.
No, the opposite. I was running away.
Oh, I thought you were on a cruise for the sake of your health.
Well, only in a manner of speaking. You see, God was after me. He wanted me to do something, and...
You didn't?
Exactly. I didn't want to.
Come on, then. What did he want you to do?
Well, he wanted me to go to Nineveh.
So you got on a ship going the opposite direction?
Yes.
Why? After all, Nineveh, from what I hear, is where all the action is. No beaches, I grant you, but it has the best discos, bars and slot machines this side of Great Yarmouth.
But you see, God wasn't wanting to take me on a holiday. He wanted me to condemn the city, to tell Nineveh to change its ways.
And you thought maybe folk weren't going to stand for that?
Too right. At the very least, they'd lock me up in one of their nasty dungeons as a religious maniac, or worse, fry me over a slow fire.
So you booked your passage and found yourself in the soup, huh?
Well, in the sea, actually.
Well, how's that?
Well, the storm grew worse and worse. I take off my hat to the captain and the lads. They did all they could. They shortened the sail, they tossed the cargo overboard, they even prayed.
Wow, they must have been frightened.
So I said, mates, it's no use. It's me that God's after. You'll die if I stay on board. So chuck me over the side into the sea.
And now I suppose you're going to tell me that a great fish swallowed you, gave you a free trip to the coast nearest to Nineveh and sicked you up on the beach.
Yes, that's just what happened. I thought I was human fish food.
Oh, pull the other leg. It's got bells on it.
Believe me, it was all really nasty. The smell was terrible in that fish. I don't think I can bear to look at a sardine again.
Well, at least you're safe and sound.
And I've learnt a really, really important lesson.
That even a fish can't stomach a bad preacher?
No, not that. I've learnt that I can't run away from God. Now I've got a second chance to do what God asked. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we journey with Jonah today, help us so to receive your word into our hearts, that we may find light for our way, strength in our weakness, and comfort in our distress. Amen. Like Jonah, have you ever encountered God below the surface? God below the surface. And we'll put a picture on the screen. What does it mean for us to speak of God below the surface? There are events that happen in the life of everyone which throw us overboard into the deep. One moment you can be sailing along, riding the waves of life, and the next moment your world is rocked and you are pitched into the waters of chaos. You might be hit by terrible news, sudden tragedy, serious illness, financial trouble, the breakdown of a relationship, crippling anxiety, or some other storm which is very real to you. And you're suddenly plunged in cold water. The good ship Tranquility has sailed by, and you are left breathless. You are in deep trouble and grave danger. Down and down you sink, and the deeper you go, the colder and darker it gets. It can be a very lonely place. Others may not realize what's going on below the surface of your life. You may hide it from them. You are in danger of being overwhelmed. Can you find God below the surface? Well, the message of Jonah is a resounding yes. Yes. For God did not abandon Jonah to a watery grave. God has been chasing Jonah all this time, and he will bring him through. But it will not be an instant rescue. He will not be plucked from the sea and put straight on dry land. No, this will be an unfolding plan of salvation and deliverance, with lessons to learn and time to learn them in. The Christian writer James Orhe wrote, "God brings men into deep waters not to drown them, but to cleanse them." And Jonah was to have a work of cleansing in his heart. So it was that God appointed, sent a great fish to swallow Jonah. Jonah found God below the surface. In a strange way, yes, but God had his eye on him. Jonah found God below the surface, and so can you today. Even when you hit rock bottom, God has promised to be with you. God says, "Do not fear. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." And God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." God is closer than you think. You can find God below the surface. You shall resurface. That is our hope. In the meantime, with Jonah, you can offer to God praise from the deep. Praise from the deep. Though inside the fish, Jonah was still imprisoned in a tight spot, a dark place. Not a grave, but the nearest thing to it. All he can do is pray. All he can do is pray, and it is enough. Here is a reminder, there is no place, no situation so awful that you cannot pray. And what does Jonah have to say to God? Not words of hatred or bitterness. Instead, Jonah's prayer, as we heard in chapter 2, mirrors words that we find in the book of Psalms. Psalm 18 says, "The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I cried to the Lord. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him." And Psalm 16, "You will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay." You see, Jonah had committed the word of the Lord to his heart and mind. And he could draw on that in his darkest hour. Can you? Can you? Spurgeon wrote of Jonah, "Here is a man inside a fish with a book inside of him. And it was the book inside of him that brought him out from the fish again." A repentant Jonah praised and thanked God in the middle of his difficulty. It doesn't make sense. Perhaps we don't feel like it, but it can be the key that unlocks the door. You too can give praise from the deep. Whatever is eating you up, however big your problems, God is bigger. We don't say, "God, I've got a big problem." We say, "Problem, we've got a big God." The story of Jonah is not about a big fish, but about a big God. A big God with a big heart of love for you. So when with Jonah you are caught somewhere between the ship and the shore, keep talking to God. He has things to say to you. You're never so low that you cannot kneel lower and pray to the Lord, who is both merciful and mighty. Keep praying, keep praising, keep trusting. God hears and answers prayer and praise from the deep. Remember Paul and Silas. They were falsely imprisoned, chained and confined. In the darkness of midnight, they sang their hearts out to God in praise and prayer. And suddenly, the foundations were shaken, the prison doors flew open, and their shackles fell off. You see, when you shout to the Lord, it breaks the heavy yoke. It breaks the heavy yoke. It lifts the weight of the burden. Try it. We are changed in that moment. We are changed when we give praise to God in our problem. Something stirs. Could it have been Jonah's shout of praise that gave that fish indigestion? And the Lord commanded the fish to spit Jonah out on the shore. And it did. Praise opens the door to freedom. Praise sets us free, gives us a new perspective. Yes, Jonah, the repentant sinner, prayed to the Lord his God from what is literally translated, the fish's womb. New life will come. Jonah will be born again. He will be fully rescued and raised. And that's my last point. Jonah was back on dry land once again. And I imagine the fish telling his friends about the one that got away. He was this big. Jonah's 3 long days and long nights inside the fish were over. What a relief. Did it have to be 3 days and 3 nights? Couldn't have God acted quicker? Perhaps Jonah needed that time to work things through and to come to his senses. There are times, if we're honest, when we look back in regret and pray, God, why didn't you act sooner? Sometimes it seems like God leaves things too late. Lazarus was in the tomb dead 4 days before Jesus arrived and raised him. We don't always understand God's timing, but he knows what he is about. At these times, we just have to hold on to the promise that in God's time, in God's way, we shall be rescued and raised in this life and in the next. Our living hope is in Jesus Christ, who suffered, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the 3rd day, he rose again. And Jonah finds himself in the gospel. He's there when Jesus himself spoke of the sign of Jonah in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Jesus said, "For just as Jonah was in the belly of the sea creature for 3 days and 3 nights, so for 3 days and 3 nights, the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth." Resurrection life follows. Jonah, get up. That's how the story began. And we too shall be rescued and raised. We shall be lifted back to the surface, back into light, back to life. Death of death and hell's destruction, land me safe on Canaan's side. Jonah was back on solid ground, back on the right track, back on the road to Nineveh, to preach God's message. And there we leave Jonah. There were more surprises to come, more lessons to learn. To conclude, with Jonah, you will find God below the surface. With Jonah, you can give praise from the deep. And with Jonah, you shall be rescued and raised. Thanks be to God. Amen.